Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. This interview is brought to you by Burnup Coaching and the 21-Day Challenge. And if you're an entrepreneur or a high achiever and you're committed to getting to your next level and you want 21 days of high intensity, no holds barred, I want to say kicking your butt, but you know, ideally it would be you being inspired to take massive action, but if needed, I will kick your butt and hold your feet to the fire. Either way, I'm doing the holding the feet to the fire thing, whether you like it or not. And over 21 days, you'll get crystal clear on your purpose, your statement of purpose, your vision. You'll break it down into bite-sized steps, work on the strategies on how you're going to achieve those big long-term projects and goals, and breaking it down into especially the 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, and especially the 21-day goal, so you have 100% support to achieve that. And it's daily progress reports and check-ins with me, making sure that you're doing your assignments, weekly deep dive calls to make sure that you are on track with your greatness, and also to uncover any kind of limiting beliefs or self-sabotaging patterns that might be stopping you or keeping you stuck. So if you're interested, send me an email, chris@beyourgps.com, and I can send you an application, see if you're a good fit, and I'm excited to help you achieve your next 21-day challenge goal. So looking forward to that, or send me a message on Facebook, either way. And this week's interview is brought to you by the iTunes Review of the Week as well. And it is, who is the iTunes Review of the Week? It's Crystal Ray. And what did Crystal Ray have to say? Crystal Ray had to say, Chris is amazing. Chris is absolutely awesome. I really love his energy. He is truly passionate about what he does, and I love what makes this show unique. Such an inspirational podcast. Thanks so much, Crystal. And if you're out there and you're committed to becoming your greatest possible self, definitely leave us a review, subscribe on iTunes, beyourgps.com/iTunes, or you can search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self in the iTunes store and do it like that, or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on Facebook and give us a review like that. Appreciate it, appreciate it, appreciate it. So much water, love it, absolutely. Katie, love it. Yes, let's create some magic. We definitely are, Mandy, definitely, definitely are. Thank you for inviting me to be on your magnificent program. You are welcome, Lina. You rocked it. Thanks so much for coming on. It was absolutely a blast. So let's dive into gamifying your life. Okay, why did I want to create this, gamify your life? Well, first off, the theme today is defining moments. So I'll discuss that first, which goes into gamifying your life. And the reason why I chose defining moments is because I believe in life, there's these forks in the road. There's these points where we can choose to keep going how we've always been, or we can choose a new path. You know, Lina, who was on right before me, she had the choice of she can continue to keep the mask on, or she can recognize that she's meant for so much more than that and wake up to her greatness and potential and step into that, right? And so for me, defining moments are important because if we don't recognize that we are at a defining moment, if we don't recognize that there is a gift in this pain, in this challenge, in this difficulty, in this obstacle, in this setback, in this whatever, right? If we don't recognize that there's a silver lining, if we don't recognize that we have the power to shift and lift, as Lina says, into our greatest possible self, into more fun, into more joy, into making it even more fun and enjoyable, then we will continue to suffer, and we will continue to not take advantage of the defining moment, to not utilize, to not harness the power of those defining moments. And so one of my defining moments, I'll talk about one recently, and then I'll zoom back. I have been really driving for this project to get complete, our marathon mastermind, and helping people start and grow their online shows. And so one of my big challenges is I have been getting up to speed on a lot of, you know, how to grow and scale a business, how to run a business, all these things. And, you know, there's always room to grow. There's always a next level. And for me personally, there's been some really big growth opportunities in the area of sales, in the areas of leading people, in the areas of money. And my appreciation and acceptance of money and the energetic affinity towards money rather than whatever limiting beliefs and stories of the past may have gotten in the way of that. So recently I had to really look at my life and say, man, I'm driving so hard. I want this so bad. This big project that we're working on, the Marathon Mastermind, and you know, helping people start and grow their online show. And I'm so passionate about it. I want it so bad. And I felt like obstacle after obstacle after obstacle just kept getting put in my path to stop me. And I felt like it was the universe and people and all these kinds of things that were attempting to stop me, keep me where I was. And so I really got just this last weekend that there was a defining moment that, hey, this is not happening to me. These events, these circumstances, these obstacles, these growth opportunities, they're not happening to me. They're happening for me. And thank the universe, thank God, thank Source, thank Creator for my girlfriend, because she really helped me to put things in perspective. She really helps to ground me and to keep me present and focused on what is true for me, what's true in life, what's true to my soul. Because like I had a choice to keep being angry and resentful and bitter about why we weren't making progress or the progress that I wanted to, or why we weren't starting and opening the doors when we wanted to, or I could focus on what's the gift, what's the lesson, how can we really grow from this, grow through this, and step into our greatest possible self. So that was huge. You know, it's that defining moment where we have an opportunity to make a choice, a decision. Let's talk about another one, defining moment. I hit rock bottom. I was drinking and partying and going to raves and getting into all kinds of trouble. And I hit my rock bottom, and I'm in jail. Charges were dropped. Case was dismissed afterwards. Nothing ever went on my record, but I was there. And I asked myself, is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? Is this where I want to be? Do I want to be the person who's in and out of jail? Do I want to be the person who's, you know, disowned practically by my parents because I just keep messing up and I'm not learning the lesson. I'm not living as a good, whole person, a person of value, a person who's living my truth and being kind and being grateful and being loving and being faithful and being proud and being like proud of who I am in a healthy sense, the healthy version of myself, the greatest possible self. So I had a choice. I could do that, or I can stay stuck where I was. So I made that commitment. I made the commitment to find out what had got me there and choose a new path and make choices on a daily basis that would never keep me in that place again, that would never keep me stuck in despair or victim mentality or taking things for granted, being resentful, blaming, shaming, full of guilt, all that, right? Like I made the choice to study what had gotten me there, my life up to that point, and study successful people's lives and fulfilled people's lives and people who I wanted to aspire to be like so that I could really master myself. So those defining moments are super, super important. And let's talk about another defining moment that had to do with gamifying my life, okay? So why I created this topic, how to gamify your life, is because I used to love video games. When I was younger, I loved video games. I was obsessed. I had a burning obsession to play as many video games as often as possible. And if there is ever a video game console on somewhere, you know, when I was growing up, I was on it like whatever, hotcakes. Like, you know, I was on it. Like it was either me on it or someone else was on it, and I was watching. I'm ready to get my turn because I want to freaking play. I want to have even more fun. And I loved video games so much. And I went through this phase of junior high feeling like I was an outcast, feeling like nobody understood me, feeling like I didn't belong. Going into high school, feeling that even more, feeling this resentment and despair and like nobody really got me. And I didn't feel connected. I feel like, you know, even with my friends and best friends, I was like, but it doesn't feel, there's something about it that doesn't feel real. There's something about it that just feels like surface level. Feels like, I don't know, I feel like I'm being a fake or something. Feeling like I don't really belong here. And then I went into college and, you know, felt even more of that. Like I was going to school for electrical engineering and getting my degree. And I was like, I'm not an engineer. Like, I'm not like these people. These people are nerds, blah, blah, blah. All the like reasons why I didn't belong, why I was in the wrong place, why I had made a bad decision, why life is not fair. Like, I'm losing the game. This isn't where, I feel like I'm losing here. I feel like there's something better than this. So I loved video games growing up. I loved video games into high school. I loved video games into college. As soon as college was ending, I joined a network marketing company 6 months before, and I saw these people, especially kids, 18-year-old kids, earning six figures, and wealthy people, successful people, with courage, with conviction, with communication ability, with speaking ability, who could get up on stage and rock the stage and inspire the heck out of me. And I saw them, and I'm like, man, I just wish I was more like them. I wish I was more courageous. I wish I was more powerful. I feel like I'm so weak and small and like a victim and just powerless, you know? And I probably didn't even know how to articulate this, but these are the deep down feelings that I was having at the time. So I saw network marketing, and I saw that I'd put in all this time to get my electrical engineering degree, and I got it. But I felt like, man, did I just waste the last 4 years of my life? Because I don't want to go to school, and then I don't want to get a job. You know, I don't want to keep going to school. I'm not going for my master's education. I started getting the belief that, you know, the education system is broken AF, and like it was a waste of time. You know, and I was resentful and shameful and blameful and like just not appreciative of what I had received. You know, my parents put me through to get my electrical engineering degree. I took for granted all the skills and mindsets of being a engineering student and getting my bachelor's. So right around the time I'm graduating, I'm focusing on entrepreneurship. I'm focusing on making myself, you know, making a life for myself, being my own man, being a leader, being a powerhouse, making hundreds of thousands of dollars, being a badass. And I felt like I was failing. I was utterly failing. I was losing the game. I sucked. I sucked. I sucked. I sucked at sales. I think I got like, you know, three sales or something like that, four or five, I don't know. Some like out of my whole network marketing career back then when I had first started, I don't know, I think I made like in myself personally, three to five sales out of in a year, three to five people to get them to join my team. To enroll them and sell them on joining the team and joining the business. Something like that, right? So I felt like I was a failure. And I blamed. I didn't view it as an opportunity to grow. I didn't view it as something exciting, something fun. I was like, I want to be there already, and where I'm at right now is the worst. It's terrible. I hate my life. I feel like I'm losing the game. I'm not successful. I'm not making the money I want. I'm not with the girl of my dreams. I feel like I'm a shrimp. I feel like I'm just like, man, life is not great. I'm still living at home with my parents. I don't have a nice car. Man, this sucks. And so I started building up that resentment, or continuing the thoughts and the habit patterns of resentment that I had built up in high school and through college. And started applying them to myself, and especially this phase of my life of video games, right? It's like it's not so much about the circumstance, it's about the energy and the thought patterns and the paradigm. So I could have not had video games and had some other kind of, you know, either positive or negative addiction. You know, at some points, video games were definitely a negative addiction. And I'd say at some points they were positive and they taught me a lot of stuff. But it doesn't matter if I had video games or if I had sports. Doesn't matter. Whatever the hobby was, it could have been ice skating. I don't care. Whatever the hobby was, because I had moved into this new phase of entrepreneurship and I knew practically nothing about it, I felt like I was a terrible failure at it. I had all this blame and shame and resentment within me, about my past, about why weren't things different? Why didn't my parents equip me to be successful as an entrepreneur and make hundreds of thousands of dollars getting out of college? What the heck, parents? You guys screwed up. And look at this. I played all these video games and wasted so much time. I wasted tens of thousands of hours of my time playing video games. That was the worst investment you could have possibly made, Chris. You're a fool. You're an idiot. You are stupid. You're worthless. These were the stories that I had about myself going through this phase of my life. And they really hurt. They really, really broke down the little kid, the inner child in me. You know, I thought that the inner child was suffering before, you know, going through junior high school, college. Really freaking broke down when I started saying video games are the source of my problems. Screw you, video games. And what that caused me to do is to move into a phase of, I hate fun. Life is supposed to be miserable. This is a freaking grind. I have to do whatever it takes, as long as it takes. It's going to suck. I'm going to cry. I'm going to, you know, bitch and complain and moan and just be dragged along by life. That's how this journey is supposed to go, isn't it? Isn't it God? Isn't it universe? Isn't it mom and dad? So justified, so righteous, so egotistical. And so I resented fun and I cut it out of my life. Friends would ask me to go hang out and have fun, and I'd say, nope. I'm not going to hang out. I'm not there yet. I don't have the money I want. I'm not living in the place that I want. I don't have the girl of my dreams. Screw you. Fun. Go out and hang out. No way. Now, the fun that they wanted to have may not have been in my highest and best good. It was probably, you know, going out and drinking and stuff like that. So in an aspect, I think that I made some wise decisions. And where it was coming from was a place of I'm not enough. So I can't enjoy myself. And during this time, I had no concept of like spirituality and, you know, nature and meditation and different stuff like that. But I really resented myself. I resented the time that I had invested into games. So all of this really started turning around when I started joining personal development companies and going to Landmark and New Peaks, Peak Potentials, now called Success Resources America. And, you know, doing a bunch of other trainings and neuro-linguistic programming, different stuff, cool stuff, all kinds of really cool stuff to start shifting my story and shifting my identity and how I see myself and who I know myself as. I had to shift the stories of my own worthiness, of my own self-love, so that I could really step into the best version of myself, so I could really step into reviving the kid inside me. I had to go back and have conversations with the little Chris, the childhood Chris, the six-year-old, you know, Chris, who was tired and cold and alone and afraid and, you know, all these things, right? I had to go back and heal that. So that's been an ongoing process, definitely still going on. And along the journey, I've rediscovered how important fun is to me, how much of a key value, core value it is to me. Fun is so integral in my life. Playing games, making life a game is so integral for me. And so I watched like a lot of videos on it, on gamifying life. I played lots of games, set up systems to give myself experience points and rewards and all these kinds of stuff. And I recognized that for me, gamifying life, that's a key focus. That's a key investment of my time and my energy to create systems and processes and mindsets and paradigms and environment that supports me in achieving that. So I'm so grateful for games. I'm so grateful for gamifying my life. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about what that means. But really the why behind gamifying my life is because I recognize if I want to get the most out of life, if I want to be my greatest possible self, I really have to design a life full of fun and adventure and fulfillment and excitement and joy. I have to, or else it's going to suck and I'm not going to experience the journey that I was meant to experience in this lifetime, that my soul is here to go through and grow through. I must integrate fun. I must create this even more. I'm so grateful to do it. I get to do it as well. Not only must it happen, not only am I so convicted in creating that reality, I'm also grateful and appreciative and open to receiving that, and so in love with who I get to be in the process of doing that. So I recognize if I want to get my maximum performance and make more sales and, you know, build better programs and businesses and empower entrepreneurs and high achievers to be their best self, I have to really start identifying how I can gamify my life and help them gamify their life as well. So big aspirations for me are creating an augmented reality personal development system, you know, really creating a way that we can measure and track when we do the right habits and activities and see our experience points and our levels, so to speak, go up proportionately. So let's talk about gamifying and what like kind of the basics of that. So for me, gamifying means taking an ordinary task such as doing your habits, right? Like a habit tracker is what I use. We've gamified our habit tracker. Taking an ordinary task of habit tracking and making it a game. What does it mean to gamify? So being able to see a score, being able to see our progress meter, being able to see our growth, being able to measure the growth, being able to create objectives and milestones and missions. Because in video games, there's missions. You get to set out on a mission. You get to set out to save the world. That was always something that was so inspiring for me, to be the hero of the journey, of the story. So how do I get to be the hero of myself, of my own life? Well, set missions, set visions, set a why, set something that is so big and so powerful that it motivates you and inspires you to step into your greatest possible self, step into my greatest possible self. So gamifying, it's as simple as knowing the score, right? When you think of a game, oftentimes there's a score. There's a score in chess. And in chess, people start out with the same score, which is, you know, two rows of players, of characters, of pieces. Every time a piece is lost, theoretically, the score shifts in the favor of a point, so to speak, goes to the person who took out the enemy's or opponent's other piece. In basketball, there's a score. The score is one team versus the other team. In baseball, there's a score. One team versus the other team. In what else? Solitaire. Let's say solitaire. There's a score. There's a score of games won versus games lost. And there's a specific way to score in solitaire, to put alternating cards on top of each other. So an ace on top of a two, on top of a three, on top of a four, on top of a five. And I think it has to be different colors. Anyways, I haven't played solitaire in a long time. Games have objectives. Games have measurable points to know that you're on track or off track. So how do you gamify your life? The biggest thing that I would recommend is understanding where you're at now and where you want to go. The best way that we help our clients at Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self and Burn It Up Coaching is to help them understand what is their vision, what is the place that they're aspiring to get to, and where are they at now? What's the gap, right? And in a video game, you say, hey, I get to save, you know, in Mario, I have to save Peach, Princess Peach. Bowser, the evil character, takes away Peach, and Mario has to go on this adventure to go find her and save her and rescue her. Now, I think at the beginning of the game, Mario has no idea how far away or how difficult the journey is going to be. Mario thinks, hey, you know, I just got to follow him where he went. He went down the road, and then Mario goes down the road, and then he hears from a character, whatever, in the game, and the character says, oh yeah, Bowser, you know, you need 6 keys to unlock his door to his castle, right? So Mario's like, god damn it. 6 keys, mother! Why didn't you design a simpler system, you know? Oh man, so it's you get that information along the way that says, well, you thought it's just, you know, going to his castle, but you actually need these 6 keys that are scattered all across the world to be able to achieve it. Our life is similar. We have a gap of I am someone who's, let's say, making $5,000 a month, for example. I'm committed to getting to $100,000 a month. What's the gap? People think that the gap is, well, I just, if I have, let's say, one client who's paying me $5,000 a month right now, then if I get 19 more, I will be at $100,000 a month. It's that easy, right? It's that easy. And what we get to learn along the process is it's not just walk down the road and pick up your 19 clients. The journey is find out what are the six keys that you have to get and receive that are scattered all across the world, aka all across life, aka all across different industries and places and times and perspectives and people to help you unlock that objective of, you know, Bowser's castle door or the 19 clients that help you reach $100,000. The challenging part about life, I think one of the most challenging parts is the vision, the goal of what we want is always changing. It's fluid. It's fluctuating. So it's almost like, think about it like this. Bowser takes away Princess Peach, walks away. You walk down the road. The character says, hey, you need these six keys to get into his castle. You get the six keys. You walk up to the castle, right? You walk up to the castle with the six keys. You, aka some parallel universe, you get the 19 clients. You have the sales calls. You develop yourself, your sales abilities, your leadership abilities, your client intake forms, your content creation and systems. And, you know, you get a virtual assistant and all these things. And you get to the 19 clients. And you get to the quote-unquote $100,000. Back to Bowser. You get to the door with the six keys. You get there, and you have these six keys, and it's like, okay, now Bowser is in a rocket ship, and he's blasting off to Mars. And he's going to go live on Mars now. And you're like, mother! I just got these six keys, and now you're leaving the planet? Now what do I got to do? And so Mario goes and finds the person who teaches him, hey, you need this blueprint. You need all these materials. You need the funding to get the rocket ship together. You need the 6,000 million coins to be able to fund the project to build your own spaceship so that you can go and catch Bowser and go to Mars. Parallel in our life, we get the $100,000 a month. And life says, boom, you got cancer. And you're dealt a blow that is, you know, so complete opposite direction, completely out of left field, completely like you had no idea it was coming. But you have to deal with it. You have to keep moving forward. It's like, okay, well, to enjoy the $100,000, I have to heal, right? So that's one example. It might be cancer. For example, another thing that life hits you with is a recession hits. And all the 19 people you just gotten quit. And they, you know, opt out of your coaching. And in 1 month, you're back to $5,000, for example. Another example would be... you get to $100,000 a month, and the government comes, and they say, hey, you didn't pay the right taxes. You didn't do this right. You got to go this course now. And by the way, we're taking, you know, all the money that you've accrued and acquired up until now, and we're fining you $250,000, whatever, right? So that's just an example of how these obstacles or how these goals are constantly evolving. So that's the one tricky thing about life. And gamifying your life is a process of continuously creating new objectives. Like if video games were super advanced and you know, new video games didn't come out all the time, they'd probably be longer and you could keep playing them longer, like longer, meaning new challenges, new bosses, new quests, new missions are constantly coming up within the same game in the same framework. What's cool about life is we're constantly upgrading our framework and our system, so to speak. So instead of playing on PlayStation 1, now you're playing on PlayStation 4. Instead of playing on Xbox original, now you're playing on Xbox One or Xbox 3. It's so funny. It went Xbox 360 and then Xbox One. Does that make sense? Does that make sense, Microsoft? No, it doesn't. Why did you do that? Anywho. So gamifying your life, it's really about defining your objective, defining your goal, defining your vision, defining what's important to you so that you can strategically level up your character, gain the skills, gain the necessary things to achieve it. So let's start with, you know, how do you gamify your life? You design the endpoint. You know where you're at right now. Now you break it down with time. Time is like the mile marker, is the milestones that you get to use. The thing that sucks about time is often what we anticipate something will be. We anticipate it'll take 6 months, might take 5 years. What we anticipate with time, it's like, hey, the objective is $100,000 or 19 clients. We say, oh, I'll get that in 1 month. Easy. I just got to make enough sales calls. 12 months go by and you're like, I got 3 clients now. I'm making 15 grand. Yay. But I'm not at 19, you know? So it's understanding how do you set up a mile marker system. So I gamify life by creating these signposts and mile markers to be able to succeed. And oftentimes, right now, how I gamify my life is I know I will be developing a personal development augmented reality system in the future that helps inspire people to play the game of life and win and succeed at it, right? And so I get to break that down into bite-sized steps. How do I get there? Well, shoot, it start become financially free so I can travel the world and do what I want and learn the skills and gather the team, create the team that can accomplish that goal, right? And accomplish the personal development augmented reality device goal. So my focus right now, the mile marker that I see is financial freedom, and that's in the next 1 to 3 years or so. So I want to break it down into that small increments, and then the big goal of, you know, augmented reality personal development system, that's about 10 years away. You know, it's like 10 years in my calculations. My estimations may be exaggerated and it might take 5 years, or they may be too short and it might take 20. I don't know. But from my best knowledge and best guess right now, it's 10 years. And as I continue along the journey, I'll continue getting more and more information about the process. Same thing with Mario. As he continues along the journey, he probably has no idea where those 6 keys are, but he gets a hint. The first guy says, it's in the green. I heard someone talking about it in the Green Mountains, talking about a key in the Green Mountains. So Mario's like, I got to go to these Green Mountains? God damn. Okay, so he goes to the Green Mountains, and then he hears about a clue and takes him to the next guy or character, says in the Blue Lake, and he goes to the Blue Lake, and then in the Blue Lake is the first key. And then he's like, man, I have no fucking idea what to do next. Where's the next key? So he starts wandering around and trying different things and finds another clue. And then ultimately he gets the 6 keys. Same thing in life. Same thing in life. This is a fun episode. I like this. This is a lot of fun. I enjoy talking about this. So in life, like, you never know what clues you're going to get and how the journey will unfold. You learn more and more as time goes on. Mario might have anticipated it'll take him, you know, 3 days to get all these keys when he first started, or maybe he might have anticipated it'll take him 20 years. Who knows? And then he finds out it ends up actually taking him, you know, 10 years, whatever, or 3 years. So with you, you just get to set the estimation of how long do you think something will take, okay? So this is basic goal setting and vision statement and purpose statement of purpose 101. Now, how you actually gamify it is introducing rewards, right? Rewards and consequences are super important. In video games, you get rewarded. You get new items, new equipment, new armor, new weapons, new power-ups, new abilities, new skills. So as time goes on, as in life, you get new rewards. You get new achievements and stuff, and new skills and abilities. So right now, for example, my skill level of leading Fortune 500 companies is practically 0. You know, I might have a couple hundred experience points because of leading and, you know, just different things that I've led and events that I've held and organizations that I've supported and different stuff like in the past. And overall, it's relatively low compared to the CEO of General Electric or Pepsi or whatever, right? Or Ford or something like that. So those skills need to be developed. And along the journey, it's important that we reward ourselves for positive behaviors and actions, whether that's giving ourselves a congratulations, whether that's giving ourselves physical rewards, going and getting certain foods, going shopping, hanging out with certain friends, going to a theme park, amusement park, vacation, getting a massage, whatever, right? There's lots of different kinds of rewards, but that's a really powerful way to start gamifying your life, okay? Another way to really understand that your life is a game is to give yourself a score, right? And understand where you're at in terms of your skills and abilities, like I was just talking about. So everyone has different statistics that are important to them. You might have stamina, which determines how much you can work, how long you can run, how effective your energy management is, different stuff like that. You might have intelligence, which determines how good your problem-solving ability is, which determines how strategic you are, which determines how well you learn and grow and implement new information, right? You might have a skill of wisdom, and wisdom is discernment and making powerful choices, you know, choosing the right choice. And in those defining moments, not just being intelligent and thinking out the logic, but being wise and understanding what's the thing beneath the apparent surface. What is the life lesson? How do you really tap into fun in your life so that you have an experience of joy and bliss and, you know, growth that is gamified and enjoyable? So these are different stats and attributes to be aware of. Now, one thing I'm still working on right now is measuring myself in a way and understanding what level I'm at in these different abilities and attributes, and being able to apply the actions that I'm taking to have it grow the skill level, to have it improve my level of stamina, my level of endurance, my level of intelligence or wisdom or whatever, or health or vitality or, you know, whatever it might be. So that's another way, is to measure where you're at. And you can say, hey, like a simple measurement of a skill ability is I close 3 out of 10 sales calls that I'm on. So every 10 calls, I close 3 people, right? Or you can talk about as a parent. For every 7 nights I cook dinner, 5 of the nights are fun and enjoyable. 2 of the nights are full of arguments and anger and resentment. And I really want to work on that as a mom, as a parent, as a dad. So your whole objective is to measure that you become more effective at it. And if next week you only have 1 night that is an argument, then that's growth. Then that's gamifying your life. Okay, it's keeping track of it, statistics, keeping score, right? Knowing if you're succeeding or failing, and if you want to amp up the ability to succeed, you can put in rewards. Now, people are also motivated by pleasure, and they're motivated by pain. So pleasure could be, I get to go get ice cream. Pain could be, I don't get any ice cream for a week. Or pain could be, I have to eat Brussels sprouts for a week. Or pain could be, you know, I wear a sign on my back that says dunce or whatever, right? Like that was kind of a humiliation aspect of pain, which may or may not be the most effective long-term strategy, but it might be short-term. So really tapping into how you can understand the score, how you can understand the points of your life, how you can understand the different attributes that you're attempting to grow. My whole philosophy around gamifying life is making it enjoyable, having people be able to keep a pulse on their progress, on their growth, and to celebrate when they're making progress, when they're growing, when they're moving in the right direction. So gamifying is really fun. How's this guy? He's smart, wise, powerful, compassionate, and powerful as fuck. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you, man. Love you, love you, love you, brother. Paul's in our mastermind. He is the man. So gamifying life, you know, really it's about creating your reality, creating your environment, creating your perspective. What do things mean to you? Giving a different meaning, giving a different story. You can gamify your life by saying, I will have no disempowering meanings in my life. Everything is empowering. Everything happens for me rather than to me, right? And so it's a game to play that every day. And if you notice yourself, man, my car got a flat tire. Oh, this sucks. Gamify life, empowering, everything happens for me. Wait, This is a blessing. I don't know how it's a blessing. Let's think of some ideas how it's a blessing. It's a blessing because I might have gotten into an accident later on down the road. No, I didn't get an accident. Yay! Or I get to stop and appreciate this beautiful tree right by me where the car broke down. That's awesome, right? So you get to play that game with yourself to grow and become your greatest possible self and empower yourself. Paul, how do you gamify your life, brother? I'm curious. I'm going to ask Paul that and really summon it up. You have the ability to shift your perspective on life. How do you have more fun? What is gamify? It's to have fun. It's to enjoy the process. It's to create a score, not in an egotistical way, not in a winning-losing way, but rather as a way to measure, as a way to, in reality, with the systems that we have, numbers and games and objectives, and we met the criteria or we didn't meet the criteria. Pass or fail, you know, that has a little bit of morality in it. Sometimes can for people. But really it's like, how do you take something that's mundane and ordinary, like shoveling dirt, and make it fun? How many shovels can I get in an hour? Can I count how many shovels I get? Can someone keep a stopwatch and see how many shovels of dirt I can get in an hour? Or can someone see, you know, I want to compete. The scoreboard is someone before me did 500 shovels in an hour. I believe I can do 600 shovels in an hour, right? So it's like making it a game. How do you make new objectives? How do you make it fun? How do you put a spin on it, a twist on it, so that it's even more enjoyable? So that is how to gamify your life. If you have any questions on it, let me know. I'm super excited to keep diving into it even more because it's a blast, and I love the aspect of myself that is a child that loves to play, that loves to have fun, that loves to create games. It is the freaking best. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you are committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.